with the Business Bunker.
Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 24th of November. You are listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Good afternoon, Paul Andrews.
Hello.
Oh, I sound like I'm in the bath again.
What are you doing there?
I don't know.
That's better.
What a lovely... No, it's not a lovely day.
No, it's a horrible day.
Lovely warm day.
Yeah, no, it's a horrible day. Everything about today has been horrible.
Drizzly.
No, everything. Absolutely everything about today has been horrible. I just got a quick warning to you. We have had some problems with the website hosting company today for Kent Business Radio. If we lose the website again, you can retune to us by going to channelradio.co.uk. It's the same stream, so you can hear us on either of those platforms, kentbusinessradio.co.uk or channelradio.co.uk. But for the moment, we are up and working, so thank you for joining us. We would like to hear from you, the businesses of Kent, and you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can call us on 01303 874 998. That's 01303 874 998. You can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. By far and away, the easiest way to interact with us on the show is to tweet me at VanillaWeb. We have already had a few dozen tweets in, but do keep them coming. We'd love to hear from you. Tweet away, say hello, ask for a shout out, or join in with our guests. We've got a packed studio today. It's absolutely rammed full.
Oh, we're perched. We've got one little cheek on a corner of a
and that's just
stool.
Julie. Yeah.
Yes.
And we ain't to think where your cheeks are.
Well, you're cheeky now.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, we got a packed lineup, I guess. And I want to say a massive thank you to today's show sponsor, who are Supply My Biz, a fairly new business based over there in East Kent. And they are a portal for matching buyers and sellers of products and services in the Kent region. So do please support them. Supply My Biz, who are today's show sponsors. And a massive, massive thank you to them for doing that for us. Jules.
And we've had a lovely tweet from our friends Venom Tech. I'm still waiting to hear what Venom of the Week
I can't get over Steve being a member of Scientists with Luscious Hair.
Is he?
Yeah.
How do you find that out?
Well, don't you remember? Somebody tweeted a few weeks ago, oh, you weren't here, were you?
Oh.
You are in South Carolina.
You are
in South Carolina then. Yeah, no, while you were away, somebody tweeted that Dr. Steve Trim from Venom Tech had joined an organisation called Scientists with Luscious Hair. Because
really?
You know he's got long hair.
Yeah.
Well, I thought they were...
Unlike you.
So I spent ages taking the mickey out of that and thinking it was incredibly funny. And after I came off air, I actually got an email from Sarah saying, I wasn't being funny. He actually has joined an organisation that is really called Scientists with Luscious Hair.
What is the point? Are they,
I have no idea.
Are they trying to find out... Is that my headphones?
No, that's that microphone.
Are they trying to find out... that's better.
Yeah.
How to grow locks and hair? Because it might be a good experiment on you.
No, I just think it's scientists that have got long hair, basically.
That's it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So, what, anyway...
Don't you think they should get out more?
I don't know. Your mic's playing up.
No, it's not me. There must be something here.
Yeah, okay.
I'll be quiet. Carry on.
That didn't help, did it?
I have just made it slightly better.
Okay, cool. We're going to struggle with that, I'm afraid. Mm. I've no idea what's gone wrong with that. I'll check that in a minute.
Okay, that's very exciting.
Yeah, okay, good. I'm going to have to talk and try and fix that at the same time, so I don't know how I'm going to manage to do that.
It sounds like I've got a little bit of a crackle.
Yeah, can you swing that one over and use that for a moment?
Okay.
Just read a couple of emails, Jules.
Fine. So we have stepping into 2016, listener, with a pocket full of inspiration. It's the lovely author and writer, she tells me, of course, she is a writer and an author, Miriam McGurk. It's a new publication that's just come out. It's due to be published on December the 2nd, which sounds very like it could be a stocking filler, listener. And it's retailing at $6.99. Author Miriam McGurk has written A Pocket Full of Inspiration, which is a must-have Christmas stocking filler. Oh, They said it. And New Year's resolution aid. And as a writer and blogger, Miriam has always created positive energy around her work, and the perfect pocket-sized book ties together Miriam's zest for life, her incredible story of finding her own sanctuary, and photographs of the tranquility of her surroundings in southwest Turkey for readers to take inspiration from. Miriam's quotes are powerful and thought-provoking, and when the photography creates a sense of harmony to complement the inspiration found within the pages of the book. Based on her well-received 2015 book Shattered Dreams and Scorpions, which is on my bedside table, listener, A Search for Sanctuary, Miriam McGurk's pocketbook weaves inspirational quotes and photographs along with the story snippets telling of Miriam's voyage to the southwest mountains of Turkey to grab the opportunity to turn her life around, moving initially near the sea and then a move up mountain, living in a small village in an eastern culture. Miriam said, "This book of quotes comes from my first collection of short stories, which recounts a few of my adventures and misadventures in Turkey. Any journey we make, either in the outer world or our inner world, can bring with it lessons and insights. You can sit and read a pocket full of inspiration, one quote at a time, and immerse yourself in the text and pictures. Or perhaps you'd like to carry this little book around in your pocket and find inspiration when you need it most. Now, to read more about Miriam and her life and adventures in Turkey, you can go to www.talesfromturkey.com, and you can also click through to Amazon UK or .com, depending on where you are in the world, because we have a lot of listeners in the USA and Turkey, of course. Wherever you are in the world, you can purchase her first book and pre-order The Pocket Full of Inspiration. So that's talesfromturkey.com, A Pocket Full of Inspiration by author Miriam McGurk.
Thank you for that, Jules. I'm not sure how well your mic's playing up. You might have another go at it in a minute.
There's a charity dinner, Paul Andrews, which is with the IOD, and it's raising £3,940 for Young Lives Foundation. And they're saying that once again, businesses in Kent put their evening wear on and enjoyed a fine night for a good cause. Did you go to this
No.
one? That makes a change. Mm-hmm. You normally go to most of these. This includes a keynote speech from LBC's Nick Ferrari to entertain the audience of key Kent business people on his years in journalism. And every year, the IOD Kent branch chooses a charity to raise funds for their black tie dinner, or at their black tie dinner. And this year it was the turn of Young Lives Foundation, which is known also as YLF. This Kent-based children's charity is committed to improving the lives of vulnerable and disadvantaged children and young people across Kent and Medway. And the IOD Kent chairperson is Emma Lydiard, and she said, "We're really pleased to be able to support the Young Lives Foundation this year. It was a great evening for all concerned, and we were privileged to hear from one of these young people who benefited from the charity's support, which made it even more vital that we should support them. We were really pleased that the combined night raised £3,940. And Clive Empson, the president of the YLF, also ran an auction which helped boost the fund. And Stephen Gray, who's the CEO of YLF, added a huge thank you to the IOD Kent branch and all who attended the black tie event. Not only are we delighted with the funds that were raised from generous guests, but we also have been introduced to numerous businesses who will help us and work alongside us in the future. So congratulations there. The IOD Kent charity dinner raises £3,940 for the Young Lives Foundation.
Thank you for that, Jules. We've had loads of tweets. I'm going to read a few of them. Very quickly, the lovely Molly Watt has tweeted from the Molly Watt Trust. Do please give them a follow. Molly is a teenage young lady that suffers from a thing called Usher syndrome. And Usher syndrome is a terrible affliction. It's a progressive deafness and blindness affliction. There is no cure for it. Molly is progressively going deaf and blind. And while she's still able to, she has set up a charitable trust to try and raise awareness. And she goes all over the country talking about Usher syndrome in various schools and colleges. Do please give her a follow and support her. on the Twitter. Her Twitter handle is Molly Watt. That's W-A-T-T, Molly Watt Trust on the Twitter. Please do support Molly. She's doing a fabulous job while she can.
How old is Molly?
I think she's about 17. I can't remember exactly, but I think she's about 17. We've had a tweet from Gearing's Print. They say, VanillaWare, be great if you could give Gearing's Print a shout-out, please. We're based in Ashford.
Gearing's Print.
I beg your pardon?
They asked for a shout-out. Gearing's Print.
Thank you. That didn't work on that microphone either,
no,
did
I'll
it?
Stand up.
Yeah, okay. I don't know what's wrong with that. But in line with everything else, it's gone Pete Tong today. It sounds like it's got a bad connection, but I can't...
a bit like it's got sort of a bee or a wasp stuck in there.
Well, when you're up close to it, it's fine. But then all of a sudden it fades out as if it's got a loose connection.
We'll manage, don't worry.
Gearing's Print, anyway, as I was saying before you hollered down the microphone, is based in Ashford, and they bring the power of print to clients throughout Kent. And you can follow them on the Twitter, Gearing's, G-E-E-R-I-N-G-S, _print, Gearing's Print. Oh. And a new listener, the Bumblebee Boutique. They say, VanillaWeb, hi, and thanks a bunch for the Business Bunker show. We're following you at our little hive. Do you get it? Good. That's Bumblebee Boutique, the Bumblebee Boutique on the Twitter. Joe Cerrone Harding has tweeted in and saying, yes, I can recommend Gearing's Print. I've been using them for years. Oh, thank you for that, Joe. Mm. That's nice.
Is she new to Bunker?
Yeah, not heard her before.
Say hello to you.
Hello. Cars from Kent, say hi, VanillaWeb, and her. A shout-out, please, for Carl from Kent. Thank you.
Definitely.
Yeah. And Callum Knowles has said hello.
Oh, yes. Hello, Callum.
Hello,
I was
Callum.
Talking to him. He was being very sweet about the show.
He was indeed, yeah. And Phil Hoyles, later this parish, who's now a presenter on Academy FM.
Yeah.
Guess what he did yesterday?
I dread to think.
He ate something live in the studio.
Not a scorpion like you.
No, he didn't. He ate everything but the scorpion.
Not a mealworm.
And he ate the mealyworms and the locust.
Well,
and
he was giving it
big on Twitter about Academy FM and they're eating those bugs. So I said, yeah, but you didn't eat the scorpion. Yeah. You've got to be hard to eat a scorpion.
We ate that 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Keep up.
We had about five scorpions each, didn't we?
We did. Passed them around, tucked in. Didn't
crunchy
we?
They were.
They were lovely.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, no.
Those people over at Academy FM, they're wimpy.
That's
down
old
over there.
Hat, that is.
Yeah. Locust, anyone can do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Blimey.
We did it in the lotus position, eating locusts.
We did, yeah. It was quite funny, actually, wasn't it? There was a tub here of roast crickets.
Yeah, jumping about.
And we were supposed to just taste them. And after about 10 minutes of being on air, I suddenly realised that the pot was empty. I'd just been eating them.
He was like someone at a cocktail party, you know, just popping in and, you know.
But the thing is, they tasted exactly like peanuts.
Yeah, were they? Because they roast them with a little bit of, sesame oil or soy oil.
And what they do is that the big market for them is to sell them for cooking purposes for people that have peanut allergies. So they use crickets instead.
Yeah, but you don't have a peanut allergy.
No, I know, but they tasted like peanuts, and I ate the entire dish.
But, of course, there's a more interesting thing on that.
More interesting? More interesting than me?
Even more interesting.
How dare you? How very dare you?
Because we are running short in the world of protein.
Of crickets.
Animal protein. So there is actually... Yes, we are. Because,
are we?
Yeah, we are. So that don't say, are we again... So there is a real, real reason for some research for this and some innovation for bringing these proteins that we can all eat, and especially countries who are less well-off than us and less affluent, who can't afford to buy cows and sheep and eat a chicken a day or whatever. So you have a little mealworm.
I found a company that helps you set up cricket farms.
Right, really?
Mm.
Where are they?
Where are they?
Yeah.
Buckinghamshire.
They need to come on my little show. Quickly, get them.
You get your own guests.
Well, tell me.
No, they franchise cricket farms.
Okay.
That's good.
Well, it just shows you.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a demand. So, you know, maybe when you pop into your butcher next Saturday,
ask for a
couple of scorpions.
Off the bone.
Yeah.
Cricket rib, please. Shoulder of cricket.
scorpion de-spined.
Absolutely.
Please, butcher.
We've had a tweet from the lovely folks at Gullens Employment. Gullen's HR Law on the Twitter.
Them. Yes.
The lovely Amanda. And she says, Vanilla Web, hi, Paul. Hope things are good with you. Could you shout out on the Business Bunker, please? We have a free H&S, I guess that's health and safety seminar, on the 30th of November. All the details are available in this link, which is Gullen's, gullands.com/news-events. That's gullands.com/news-events. That's the lovely folks at Gullen's Law over in Maidstone. And thank you for that, Amanda. And lovely to hear from you. Haven't heard from Amanda for a couple of weeks.
No.
I'll tell you why. It's probably because she's normally your HR lawyer, isn't she? She normally tweets in telling me I'm abusing you,
well,
or
you do.
In the workplace.
Everybody says it. They don't know how I put up with you.
No, exactly.
I'm just looking. She went to a chain, which I won't mention, because we are, she should be going to an independent coffee shop. But she did buy a really nice mug from this independent chain,
cool,
which is a little Christmassy one.
Oh, yeah. Coffee. That's lovely.
Yeah, she chose the coffee just because of the mug.
That works on the radio.
Yeah, but tell her next time, go to an independent.
Yeah. Daryl Woodhouse from Advantage Business Partners has tweeted in just to say he wanted to say on air a huge well done to the organisers of last week's UnConference, which took place at the Canterbury Cathedral Lodge.
Yeah, did you have
and
fun?
That was it was brilliant. Fun? It was an absolutely brilliant day. It worked really well. We're really surprised, really pleased. It was different. It was well different, and it worked really well. We had over 100 people there.
And did the American man manage to squeeze in on his visa?
No, the government would let him in. I mean, why would you let in an entrepreneur that's just opened a massive company in Sandwich? Why would you let him in?
I was going to say...
That would be silly.
I was going to say maybe if he came in...
But what he did...
By other means.
Yes, he did. He was brilliant. He Skyped in live, 5 a.m. in the morning from Boston, and did a whole introduction to UnConferences and his own medical business. He makes... early detection asthma equipment.
Okay.
And he's just opened his offices in Discovery Park at Sandwich.
Then maybe he'll start a salt cave for me.
He might do.
In asthma.
But he was really interesting. And we had some fabulous speakers. And it was a really good day. And Daryl has just tweeted in to say what a good day it was. And could I say thank you to Advantage Business Partnership, Rift Accounting, Start My Business, Grow My Business, and Laura Hillman. And the Business Bunker, who are the people that organise the event. And I've just said...
Well done to all of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good. Oh, Simon Webster. Simon Webster has said, Vanilla Web, please say hello. Hello, Simon.
Hello.
I'm not talking to you, Simon.
Oh, dear. What's happened? Have you had a tip?
Did you hear what he did?
No.
Did you hear what he did on his show? Simon does the Money Talk show on a Friday and a Tuesday.
Yeah.
And last Friday, it was his birthday. On air.
Yeah.
Did you hear what he did?
He didn't save you any cake.
No, it was worse than that. He went on air and he said, I'd like to thank everybody for the birthday wishes for my birthday today. At least I'm not as old as Paul Andrews.
Oh, well.
How rude is that?
Is anyone? I mean, you're coming up for your next birthday soon, aren't you?
Well, yeah, mine come every 6 months now.
Yeah.
I don't even wait a year for a birthday now.
But he didn't leave you any cake.
He certainly
obviously
didn't, no. No, well, he obviously thought I didn't have the teeth for it or something.
Yeah. Long in the tooth.
Right, do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage?
We're going to play some really cheesy tunage. And when we've played that, we're going to talk to our first guest.
Am I going to have to guess this?
You're going to get it in the first note. You're going to name that tune in one.
No pressure. Dolly Parton, 9 to 5. Yeah.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5. For service and devotion. You would think that I would deserve a fair promotion. Want to move ahead, but the boss won't seem to let me. I swear sometimes that man is out to get me. They let you dream just to watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder. But you got dreams he'll never take away. Same boat with a lot of your friends waiting for for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
Find suppliers and quote for work with local Kent businesses at supplymybusiness.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com.
RIFT Research and Development, reuniting innovators and business tax credits. RIFTresearch.com.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 24th of November, with me, Paul Andrews, and her, Jules Serkin. There's a bit of 9 to 5 there, Dolly Parton. Bit cheesy, bit of a cheesy choice.
Good song, though. It's timeless. She is actually an incredible businesswoman.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And talking about incredible businesswomen, we have one of those with us here,
yes.
And it was in whose honour that I played the very cheesy 9 to 5.
Oh, wow. I am honoured.
Good. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome to the Business Bunker Show for the very first time the absolutely adorable Vanessa Johnson-Burgess of Availex. Hello,
thank
Vanessa.
Thank you very much. Hello, yes. Paul. Hello, Julie. Thank you for having me.
She's just renamed my show to Scoff and Banter.
Yes.
Has she? I like that, actually. I'm liking that.
I think it works well.
Actually, I'd make one small change to that. I'd make it Banter and Banter, basically. I'd just drop the scoff.
We do an awful terrible. Lot of eating and drinking.
We do. She does.
And bantering, clearly.
And bantering, yeah, absolutely. Hey, look, Vanessa, it's an absolute pleasure to welcome you onto the Business Bunker Show. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon on this wet and windy afternoon down here on the marsh. I want to kick off by talking a little bit about your business, Availex, and I want to kind of look at that from a couple of points of view. First of all, I want you to tell us what it is you do, and then I want to explore a little bit about how long you've been doing it and why you do it and stuff like that. So first off, let's kick off with what is it that Availex does?
So Availex, we're a new generation of business consultancy, and we bridge the gap between talented professionals who have the ability to go into organisations and plug and play some of their fantastic expertise, but they need to work in a flexible way. And right. We bridge those or match them with organisations who need these individuals to come in and deliver on some of their discrete pieces of work or projects, such as HR, some employment law areas, marketing or IT and finance.
I love that. Plug and play, people.
Plug and play.
I like it. I'm liking that. So let's kind of explore that, because it's a way of flexible working, which we were having an off-air discussion earlier about the nature of work and what's going on. And a lot of the job market now is with small and medium-sized businesses.
Yes.
And a lot of those businesses can't afford to hire full-time talent and don't need full-time talent.
Quite right.
So I guess that's kind of where you're fitting yourself into the market. Not necessarily just with SMEs, but that's where you're kind of fitting yourself into the marketplace?
Well, yes. I mean, 99% of the private sector is SME organisations. Mm. And some of those organisations are right on the tipping point of becoming bigger organisations. Yep. And need to pull in some expertise to take them over that tipping point. On the flip side, you have a number of people, 2 million to be exact, in the UK who are out of work. Mm. 646,000 of them are available to work but can't do so due to work and family situations, such as being a carer, being a mum or dad who's decided to at work. And these individuals, when they became unemployed due to economic inactivity, didn't do that because of their capabilities. They did it because they needed to work to do things flexibly, to look after their children.
Absolutely.
You know, when we have, when people have children, they change their car, they change their houses. Sometimes you change where you go on holiday, you change how you have dinner. You change your whole life, but you don't change how you work.
Yeah.
And there are these...
I swapped my kids for a car as well.
Mine, a Mini. I had an amazing Mini, and then a child came along, couldn't have it anymore. But you make those changes, so why wouldn't you change the way you work? So you have this talented pool of individuals who happen to need to work differently, who are available, who potentially could bring some of these organisations past the tipping point into a future way of working.
Absolutely. And so the kind of people that you're working with, I'm guessing here, and you're going to put me straight, these are people that maybe had a corporate career prior to doing whatever they're doing now, be it starting a family, being a house husband,
yes,
or a carer for someone. So they had a corporate career, they've got a set of talents that they used, and now want to be more flexible in how they deploy those talents. Is that in a nutshell?
Absolutely. And if you think about, I mean, 95% of the available experts that we have within our business are women, they're mums who are at home. But these individuals have had very successful careers in their period of time before becoming parents, and they have the ability to deliver on some strategic pieces of work for some small organisations, or to fill in the gaps, augment existing staff skills, and then deliver some great work and solutions to these SME organisations. But they have all had previous corporate careers.
Sure.
They have got, they've been screened and vetted.
And professional qualifications where relevant.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. That's cool. And it... without kind of leading
Let
you
it
on
all
this.
Out. Yeah, Let
yeah,
it
no,
all
no.
Out.
I'm just trying to get a feel for this. On what basis are they normally deployed? You know, because what I'm thinking here is that there's lots of recruitment agencies about that put in temp staff or part-time staff or whatever. I'm assuming that some of this may be done on a slightly different basis. Is that correct?
Yeah, we are disrupting the recruitment and the consultancy market.
Oh, I like disrupting businesses.
I like being disruptive.
Disintermediation is one of my favourite things. Yeah.
We disrupt that in that we are suggesting that there are different ways in which to take people into your business.
Right.
And whether you are the individual who needs to work flexibly or the organisation that needs a certain skill set within the business, there are other areas and ways in which you can do it. Some individuals, for example, are only able to work from 3 p.m. but can work right through the night.
Sure.
And therefore, if they can start work from 3 p.m. right through the evening when business closes down, when you may close down your business, it gives the opportunity to put in some work that's taking place whilst you are able to deliver other elements of your business area.
Absolutely. And Do you specialise in particular areas of expertise, or is it across the board? You do basically anything?
We do specialise in HR, strategic HR. That's my background, HR and employment law.
Right. Yeah, I noticed you have a CIPD qualification.
I do. That's cool. Probably should. I'm a fellow, actually.
You don't look like a fellow. No. She doesn't look like a fellow at all, does she?
Very feminine fellow.
Yeah. Very feminine fellow. Yeah. But yeah, so HR, all employment law, business transformation matters.
Okay.
Strategic marketing, IT and finance are the areas in which we focus on.
Fantastic. So that's what you do.
Yes.
It's very 21st century and very new and very cool. What I'd like to kind of do for the next couple of minutes is explore the business itself. So how long has it been going? How many of you are in it? What's the deal? How's it working?
So we very much work by our own model. The business has been running now for about 2 years. There are three co-founders, and the organisation was born from personal frustration. I became a mum, my business partner became a dad, and my fellow business partner, Anna and Chris, they're out there, she became a mum. We've all had senior expert careers and are experts in our fields and just needed to work a different way.
Yeah. Mm.
So as you have this conversation in the pub over a beer, you think it's just you. And
then
you definitely a brandy, more so than the beer.
Yes. Or if you Jules, beer and brandy.
Beer and brandy mixed.
And a bottle of Prosecco.
With a Red Bull.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's not talk alcohol. Yeah. but it was born of a frustration where we felt that there had to be a better way, and we wanted to change the way the world works. Mm. And that is a huge statement, but it's for both parties. Change the way the world works for those who need to work flexibly, and change the way the world works for the individuals who need to employ people, but need to employ them on a flexible basis for them. So we went out and started researching, talking to friends, family and foes to get some feedback and market research. Did that over a period of time, and the feedback that came back was tremendous, giving us the given us the courage to go ahead and do
sure.
so.
Yeah.
And so the business has been running since March this year.
Right.
With all of us on board full time.
Right. Okay.
We have a team of two fantastic employees currently. So that's Priya and Lee. I'm sure they're listening.
Hi.
Yes. Lee has children. Priya doesn't have children, but she has.
She's thinking about
She's very much not thinking about it. She's who we aspire to be towards, but she very much understands. She wanted to. She has an experience of needing to work flexibly for personal reasons, not children. So it's not just about children, and she was unable to do that. So she understands the reason why we do that. So myself and Chris and Anna obviously work in the business, and then we very much work with our own model. So we have another 11. A team of 11 that support us
wow.
in marketing, PR, finance, and in screening and selecting of the consultants or the available experts that work with us.
Fantastic. And from a client point of view, obviously you're kind of growing your client base,
yes.
I'm sure. Is there any particular part of the country, any particular type of industry? How's that going?
It's going well. Obviously, Kent is a key area for us because
absolutely.
There are such fantastic SME businesses down here who need that type of support.
68,000 of us now.
Exactly. Mm. And I'm sure they'd like that plug and play method
more?
For them.
My husband just started his, isn't he?
68,001.
Yes. Frontier Consultancy.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
Frontierfunds.org. You can find him on.
That was a party political broadcast on behalf of the Gavin Serkin party. Sorry to interrupt you.
No, not at all. So, yeah, we're based nationally. We have an office in Leeds and we have representation up there. She's based in North Yorkshire.
Right.
We have the majority of our team members down in the south and southeast. So that is the main aspect of our business. But our intention is to grow this globally and to make our first global steps next year in
wow.
the autumn.
You need to speak to Ken Heron then globally.
Yes,
oh,
indeed.
Good.
Yeah, Ken is a very good friend of ours. He does a radio show in the United States.
I was on there last week as
yeah,
co-presenter.
Sadly, they were desperate. And none of the good ones were available, so Jules had to step in and do it.
Thank you, Paul Anders. What I was going to say to you, Vanessa, was that the hardest thing as a mum when you have a young child is leaving them when they're not well, or
yes.
you're leaving them with a nanny or a child, you know, carer or something. So presumably, by making this flexi working, you're having happier workers, more productive if they can work flexi.
Absolutely. I mean, across organisations, you'll find that organisations who adopt the approach of flexible working, they find that those teams are sometimes more efficient, they're engaged, they're more productive, and then they're really committed to your organisation because you support them during that period of time.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, one of the huge reasons for requesting that flexibility is parenting, going into parenthood, but there are other aspects. And let's remember, the laws change now since 2014. The right to request flexible working is to anybody.
Absolutely.
It's not just to parents.
No.
Yeah.
In 2003, when it was first adopted, it was about individuals with young children and children under the age of 18. Then they extended it to carers. It's now for anybody.
Absolutely.
So if you look at the way the working world is, the millennials coming out, the generation coming out, this is how we want to work.
Mm.
They want to work flexibly. They want to work their own way. They want to take career breaks. They want compressed hours, annualized hours. There are options out there. Mm. But this potentially is a very good move for small business organisations who are then able to use that to their benefit as they're managing that cash flow, which is very fluid. It can be up
absolutely.
And down.
It's interesting you say that, Vanessa. We did a piece last week about a government consultation about grandparents in the workplace and having time off to care for and during maternity, paternity and childcare. So
yes.
There's a whole consultation going on about that as well, on
yes.
grandparental leave. That's not even easy to say, is it?
No, but I understand exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
My father is 83, so it's almost like grandparental leave as I look after him, to be
fair. Right, the other way around. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm.
Cool. Look, we could talk about this forever, but sadly we haven't got time.
Oh, that's a shame.
You just got into your stride.
I did.
Yeah, you just,
now we can't stop you.
No,
see?
I know.
It's lovely to hear from you.
Thank you.
We wish you much success with your business. I'm sure it will be successful. As you say, you've found a spot in the market that is something that's very relevant in this day and age to all sides of the marketplace. So we wish you much success with that. Give us a shout for your website, plus any of the Twitter handles that you want to give us. be it your personal one or a company one, or all of them, in fact.
Our website, company website, is Availex. It's www.availex.com. The Twitter handle is at Availex. And if you go onto our website, you can see there are various methods of connecting with us. We also have a Facebook page, a great blog called The F Word. Flexible.
And all family.
All family and not the 9 to 5. And I can be found. My Twitter handle is Vanessa_Sa. Vanessa
Sa.
I'm ridiculed for that, but I think it's great.
You think it's funny, don't you?
Yes.
That's a kind of Vic Reeves thing, isn't it? With a rika-ka-ka-ka, isn't
it? Oh, don't. Why would you... I didn't see that synergy there.
I thought it was a sassy woman.
Thank you very much.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, thank you, Julie.
The reason I thought about that is Vic's my next-door neighbour, so I kind of immediately...
Don't boast.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no. No, we'd move if we could. Don't worry. Vanessa, thank you so much for that. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Do stay with us for the rest of the show. The website details are available on the Kent Business Radio website, and they will be there forever. So if you want to go back and find out the website for Availex, it is on the Kent Business Radio website. If you can't remember the Availex Twitter handle, which is Availex, you can follow my timeline for Vanilla Web and find it there. For the moment, Vanessa, thank you so much indeed.
Thank you for having me.
Absolute pleasure. So that was Vanessa Johnson Burgess of Availex. Your mic's still playing up, is it not?
Do you want me to stand up?
If you've got an email to read, I would, just briefly. Sorry about this. I'll have another fiddle with it.
Oh dear. Not on my beat. So we have Hey Paul and Jules, with Paul in the beginning. Should be the other way around, of course. This month at Create, we are beginning your presentations that will help you adapt and improve your online presence. Kicking off will be Alexandra Campbell, who's an author, journalist and blogger trainer, who will be sharing. I think that means she trains bloggers rather than wearing trainers and blogging about it. She will be sharing how your blog can be used to turn more of your visitors into customers, as well as the do's and don'ts of blogging. Kelly Culver is up next, and she'll be speaking about the social science behind social media and its addiction. Kelly is a marketeer, entrepreneur and cooking enthusiast. Make sure you get your tickets now before it's too late. Go to fruitworks.co/create. Of course, that will be on kentbusinessradio.co.uk link as well. All drinks will be provided by our amazing sponsor, The Business Bunker, and also Rift Accounting. We really love these guys and gals, they say. Get your tickets direct, www.universe.com/fruitworks. And Create is a platform, they say, for the interesting, the unique and the inspirational. You will leave feeling inspired to go and create something amazing. Any questions, just shoot us an email or grab Fruitworks on Twitter at Fruitworks Co. Cheers from Tony and Jamie. I love them.
Cool.
Do you want another one?
Yeah, I'm going to read a tweet first. Okay. From the lovely folks at the workroom. On the Twitter, ecommerce_Kent, we say, we're tuned into the Business Bunker show. What a fascinating show today. We recommend that you all listen. Thank you for that, chaps. I'll tell you what, I'm going to do an email while you get yourself sorted out. Have another go at your mic in a minute. The Chamber of Commerce, Invicta Chamber of Commerce, have an exporters lunch, 11:30 to 2:30, on Friday the 27th of November. That's this Friday. That's also my sister's birthday. Happy birthday, Trish. Join us for an informal buffet lunch. She's not going to be there, by the way.
She won't be listening either.
No, I'm having lunch with my sister, but the Chamber are having an exporters lunch.
If you went to the exporters, you wouldn't have to pay, probably.
What?
And you could just tell Tricia that it was on you, but, you know, you probably wheedle it in. If you
Member went. Price £10, non-members £15. I'm not spending that much on lunch.
No,
come on.
No.
Blimey. I'm a member as well. £10 on lunch. Blimey. Join us for an informal buffet lunch to network with fellow exporters, raise technical questions and update yourself on the current initiatives running both nationally, regionally and locally. Hear how the British Chamber's Global Service for Small Business can help you connect into new markets and updates on the government's plans to export growth, as well as local Kent-based initiatives. And of course, take the opportunity to talk to our documentation experts from the Chamber of Commerce and our various partners. That's this Friday, the 27th of November. I guess It doesn't say where it is, so I guess it's at Chamber Headquarters at Sevington in Ashford. It's 11:30 to 2:30, and member price is £10. Can't be bad, can it, Jules?
No.
Right. Go on.
Well, I've just had a tweet. Somebody's tweeted me to say, do you know it's National Sardine Day?
National Sardine Day.
Oh, I didn't know. But it is National Game Week, Vanessa. What would you like? Another little email?
Yeah, I'm trying to see if I've fixed your mic. That's what.
I feel like I'm performing. No, it's not.
No.
Are you twiddling it there?
Yeah.
Sorry about this, Julie. I've got my posterior in Julie's lovely face. Invicta Chamber Networking, they say, please come and find the latest list of networking opportunities taking place throughout November and also in December. You can book on kentinvictachamber.co.uk, and there is a telephone number which I'll read out, but it includes a full English at these networking breakfasts, which is, they're normally 8 to 9.30. Chamber members are £15 plus VAT, and non-members are £20 plus VAT. The telephone number, as promised, is 01-233-503-838. I'll read that again. 01-233-503-838. There's another one which is in the including a driving range at Canterbury Golf Club. That sounds good. That's Wednesday the 25th of November, so that's mañana. And there's also one on the 3rd of December at the Hollywood Bowl in Maidstone. There's also one on Wednesday the 9th of December, so it's a diary date. And your guest speaker is Linda Garcia from Aluxi Consulting, who was one of our lovely guests.
She was a guest a few weeks ago.
Yes.
Indeed, she was.
So get on down there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Kent Invicta Chamber Networking.
Thank you for that. Just like to say a huge congratulations to students at Mid-Kent College who won gold. That's gold in the graphic design and environmental science category at the recent skill shows.
Wow.
So well done to them. Fantastic result.
Good result.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what we're going to do now? We're going to talk to our next guest.
Yes, let's.
Can you swing that microphone round again? Sorry, we're working off of one mic these days at the moment because Jules has busted hers.
I have not busted mine.
Well, I can't hear you.
Heaven, isn't it?
Yeah. I think, Jules, if you put it closer to you, it might work better.
Well, it's up my nose, as it is.
Is it? Okay. Anyway, we're going to talk to our next guest. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome Hamish Clifton to the Business Bunker Show. Hamish, good afternoon and welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Let me just set a bit of background here, because we've got a kind of bit of interesting history with this. On the Business Bunker Show, we are 7 months into a 10-month series of programmes that we've been running in conjunction with Dr. Simon Raby and the team at the University of Kent Business School, BIG project. That's the Business Improvement and Growth Project, which has been running for quite some time at the University of Kent, based at Canterbury, in which they've been researching the small and medium-sized business marketplace and looking at various characteristics of things that business owners, entrepreneurs do that facilitate their success, for want of a better word. And these 10 traits we've been exploring one at a time, once a month. We're up to trait number 7. The last one we explored was calculator. It was indeed. Which was, in fact, Hamish.
It was.
It was Hamish talking about his time at Wembley Stadium, amongst other things.
That's right, Paul, yeah.
Absolutely. So, but things have moved on a little bit since then, and we're continuing with that series. We've got 3 more to go in the series, and we're really looking forward to those next 3. But the BIG project has been so successful that it's now a spin-off project, is it not?
Yes, it's been a very long pregnancy, because the baby was born in 2006,
right,
when the research began,
right,
and now 9 years later, the baby has emerged.
Delivered.
We have delivered.
Yeah.
Oh, so we're now officially a spin-out from the University of Kent.
Right.
And what that means is that the university have kept an interest in the business.
Right.
But we now have to stand on our own feet.
Oh,
frightening.
Yeah. So you're at the toddler stage now.
We are.
To carry on the analogy.
That's
okay.
Right.
I know you've got some things happening, and also, there's a lot of data that you've already collected and a lot of data that's available.
Mm.
What are you doing next? What's happening next
week? Just to pick up on one thing that you said, Paul, which is that for our listeners, that big is all about growing businesses. It is for people, business owners, who want to grow a business. And that's the focus of everything that we do. And what we basically do is to run... my colleagues always kick me when I say we run management training. They say, no, we don't. We don't do that at all. What we do is we give people an experience. But the problem is I can't explain an experience over the radio.
Absolutely. Jules could probably have a crack at it.
So we've got a number of activities on... on the 7th of December, Monday, the 7th of December, we've still got some places open. We can actually only take about 10 people in the boardroom at the University of Kent Business School. And we've got a one-day workshop where we're exploring the way that, that businesses use management information or can use management information. And we're taking a very different approach to it. And I think every business needs to know about what data do they need to know, what data do they need to forecast, what's the direction of travel for the information they need. And that's what the whole day is about. And I guess at the end we'll give people an email address that they can they can find out about. But that's just a one-day event. But next year, in April, we're starting the next big journey.
Right, okay.
Now, the big journey is a 12-month program, but don't worry, you don't have to turn up every day. You just turn up for about 12 days out of 12 months.
Right, okay.
Because when people say to me, who is this for? Who is the big journey for? We say it is for those very busy business people who haven't got time to go to do management training. Because they're too busy running a business.
Sure.
And that's a big, big problem, I think. Most of the people, most of the business owners who are participating in our programs have not done MBAs, have not done formal management training. And the difficulty is, as a business person, you don't know what you don't know. And I think what the big journey does is it gives you a space to meet other CEOs, other business owners, share your experiences, and undertake this experience.
No, absolutely. It's interesting, isn't it? You're absolutely right. Especially with small businesses, as small business owners, we don't always have the time to go away and just learn and grow and do things. And one of the things I absolutely love about this project is that it's not, it's the kind of project that is work as well. And what I mean by that is that you can go on to the project, you can learn, but you also network with other people. So I just see it as a sales opportunity as well. So
when you're Woodpool.
Yeah. But, you know, so you can do both sides of that. It isn't just about taking time out of work and sitting in a formal classroom and learning stuff.
No, that is true. I mean, what it isn't a networking club. But as you say, it does. There's a lot of support that each of the attendees get from just being in a private space with other chief executives or other business owners.
Yeah.
Being able to talk about things that are important to them.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of almost mentoring, isn't it? And one of the big buzzwords of this year is collaboration too, and getting to meet people that you can collaborate with.
It's interesting. Yes, I mean, people do help each other, and it's just human nature. I think you want to help people.
Yeah, absolutely. And it just made me smile when you made reference to MBA students, because this makes me smile. I'm doing the second in my series of lectures at the LSE the week after next to MBA students, and the last one was a real giggle. I think I might have upset some of the faculty.
What was it about, Paul, I have to ask?
About how useless an MBA was, basically. Surprisingly. No, it wasn't. It wasn't really. No. It's interesting. The lecture I gave last time and the group that I'm going to talk to here are MBA students that have been dispatched by their organisations. So they are people doing an MBA whilst also working for a big corporate as well. So they're kind of interesting group of people because they do have work experience and not just all academic theory experience. So it's quite interesting stuff.
Just on that, one of the things that what I think makes the big BIG programs different is that there was a huge amount of academic research at the beginning, and it's been ongoing, and it's into what makes successful what are the characteristics, as you said, of successful businesses, but then we interlink that with practitioners out there and other CEOs. So it's not a theoretical.
Well, absolutely.
Well, it's a mix of theory and practice, actually.
Absolutely. But one of the things that's been really brilliant about doing the whole series of radio shows, including the one that we did with you, is that we talk about the trait, but then we talk to people about their absolute experience of doing something with that trait. So it isn't just an amorphous concept. It's people go, well, I did this. If you want to label it as that, that's great. But that's what we did. This is what happened. This is why it worked. You told a fascinating story about programs at Wembley Stadium.
Yep.
And, you know, how you managed things such as a program. Yeah. And we've seen, funnily enough, we've seen that just recently of how that can catch you out as well, because I don't know if you know, at the recent football match between England and France, where we managed to contrive to get 80,000 Englishmen to sing the Marseillaise, they weren't able to print the words in the programme.
Really?
So I don't know if you know that. Well, because the programme went to print before the match and before they decided to do it. So they put it up on a big screen instead. But they weren't in the programme, and everybody was a bit kind of, oh, we kind of messed up there a bit.
Should have produced a souvenir programme afterwards.
Exactly. Yeah. And I thought of you, and I thought, when I read that, I thought, Hamish wouldn't have tolerated that, mate. He would have been out there with a special.
And they went through.
Yeah, exactly.
Talking about programmes, we don't have a programme, but we do have a little leaflet.
You do indeed.
It's called
it's
the
a
big
lovely booklet, really.
It's a lovely booklet. I'm holding one now. It's called the Big Ten, and it's like an essence, an extract of the key information, which is free, and it's on your website.
It is indeed. I have been giving out hard copies of the book, but you can download a digital copy for free from the Kent Business Radio website. And if you go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/B/G, there's a whole thing there about the BIG Insights program. There's a list to every program we've done on it so far, both the blog that accompanies it and the audio file that accompanies it. And then at the end of that page is a link where you can download your free copy of the booklet that Hamish is waving around at the moment and Jules is photographing. And also there's a link to the University of Kent Research Centre where you can download some of the other research.
Yeah, that's right. But I think if anybody is interested in, would like to make contact, would like some more information, I'm going to give you an email address, which is, so pens at the ready, it's admin, admin, at big, hyphen, associates, with an S, .com.
And you can follow Simon and the team on Twitter at the same Twitter address, which is BIG_associates. Their Twitter address is BIG_associates. Do give them a follow on the Twitter.
Yeah, I'd love to hear from you.
Yeah. Simon, thank you. Simon. No, he's not here.
No, he's not here today.
Simon's
me,
not here. Simon's
I'm
not here.
Hamish.
Channeling Simon.
Yeah, exactly.
Channeling Dr. Simon Radio.
Yeah.
That's right.
I've got to tell you this because
it's French.
My phone has just gone off to thank me for a payment I've just made on PayPal, on Apple Pay rather. How did that work? I've just paid the desk on Apple Pay. And I don't know how that works. Anyway, enough of that. Hamish Clifton of Big Associates, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. If you want to find out anything about the BIG program, the easiest way to do it is to go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk, into the blog section, and look for BIG Insights. There's a huge write-up about everything there. You can follow all the things we've been done. You can download all the free resources. There's also a link to some paid research. It's not very expensive research. It's only a few quids, 20 quid, 25 quid, whatever it is. And it's some really in-depth research there. So do have a trawl around that and see what you can find that interests you. But download the free booklet, if nothing else, because it's got some valuable insights into it too. Hamish, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. Absolute pleasure. And you've also got your workshop on the 7th of December.
We have.
There's another blog on the Kent Business Radio website about that particular workshop as well. And there's a link on there to how you can book the last remaining place. But you'll all have to fight for it because there's only 10 people on the programme.
Great. Thank you.
Fantastic. Hamish, thank you so much indeed. Your mic's still playing up, so I'm going to read an email.
Yeah.
Kent Women in Business, who will you nominate? Nominations are now open for the 4th Kent Women in Business Awards. The Black Tie Dinner will be taking place on the 11th of March. You can go to their website to nominate someone for an award, and there's a huge list of categories. It was a fabulous... Last year was absolutely fabulous. There were 400 women there. It was brilliant.
And you in the middle.
There was me and 400 women. It was absolutely brilliant.
Was that when you were dressed up as a woman? I've forgotten.
No, that was the year before.
Was that the tutu?
No, that was the year before. No, I was allowed in this year in just a black tie. You can go to Quib Awards, K-W-I-B Awards, all one word, .co.uk/nominate, and nominate a female businesswoman or a female entrepreneur in one of dozens and dozens of categories. Do that, because it's a fabulous event, and we have a lot of fabulous female entrepreneurs in this county. We're very lucky.
We've had a Venom of the Week tweet, Paul Andrews.
A Venom of the Week?
Yes.
What is the Venom of the Week?
Well, the Venom of the Week, Paul Andrews, and listener, is... this is from Venom Research, him of the hairy scientists.
Luscious hair.
Yeah, luscious
Dr. hairy. Steve Trim with yeah. luscious hair.
He's obviously not having a
but
trim.
But we're not letting you off this, Steve, by the way. You're going to live with us forever now.
He's obviously not having a trim, is
yeah,
he?
Yeah, trim. Yeah, it's...
He says, dear Jules Serkin, Venom of the Week... There's no mention of you, sorry... Venom of the Week. Our newest addition is the Scolopendra hardwickii.
It would be.
A giant centipede. And it looks, it's really beautiful actually. Look.
Oh, I've seen that before.
Oh, yeah,
it looks like a poodle, doesn't it?
It's a poodle. It looks like a wasp.
Right.
Gold and black.
Looks like an orange stick.
It's beautiful, isn't it? That's the Venom of the Week. Obviously, don't get bitten
does
by
he,
it.
Does he tell you what happens when you're bitten by it?
No, I will ask him.
Okay. While you're asking him that, I want to bring this to your attention. The lovely Juliette Shand sent me this. She's calling all friends who will be online shopping over the next few weeks, which will be all of you then. Please can I ask you to register with Easy Fundraising to collect free cash donations as you bag bargains and to help our charity, which is the Herbs Palsy Group. It is so easy. Visit the Easy Fundraising website, choose the Herbs Palsy Group as your charity, and every time you shop online, instead of Googling the retailer's website, you click the Easy Fundraising app, click the retailer you want to visit, i.e. Amazon, Argos, Debenhams, hundreds and hundreds of them, and get diverted immediately to their normal website. From this point, everything is the same as normal with one exception. The retailer will then donate a small percentage of your purchase price to our charity. It's so easy. It doesn't add a second onto your online shopping time and doesn't cost you a penny, but the Herbs Palsy Group gets much-needed pennies. So please back that. As Juliet says, if you go to www.easyfundraising.org.uk/causes, Herbs Palsy Group. Herbs Palsy is E-R-B-S-P-A-L-S-Y. Herbs Palsy Group. And it was they that I dressed up in a pink tutu for. So they owe me one, having ruined my reputation globally. I did tell you about that. I did a radio show in New York, and while I was on air, somebody mentioned that they'd seen a picture of me in a pink tutu, which was not good, was it, really? That ruined my credibility completely.
Somebody. Everybody mentions it.
Yeah, I wonder why that would be then, Jules.
I had no idea. It wasn't my idea to put you in a pink tutu.
Was it not?
Had I done it, I would have given you a great big Diana Ross wig, an afro. I think that would have... The worst thing was your bald head sticking out of the pink
tutu. I'm glad your mic's not working, because you're talking nonsense.
Yeah. The worst thing was your head sticking out.
Absolutely. We've had a tweet from Tenterton Toilets, and it just says hello. I've never been said hello to by a toilet before. I think I'd probably die of fright if it said hello when I walked in there. To be honest, that would make a good candy camera sketch, though, wouldn't it, really? So Tenterton Toilets on the Twitter have said their Twitter handle is actually Tenterton Lose. Yeah. And they just say Vanilla Whip. Hello. Well, hello. Thank you for that.
They're probably putting the J's fluid in right now.
Absolutely, yeah, and I've got those toilet block things. F Keys, ADM Computing, F Keys, and Alex Waterton are all tuned into the Business Bunker today, listening in. Could you give us a shout out, please? Well, consider yourself shouted out. That's ADM Computing in Canterbury, the IT suppliers. F Keys, Alex Waterton, the absolutely fabulous certified Microsoft office products training company. So a big thank you for them for listening in. Right. I was going to ask you to read something, but you're struggling with this. Oh, Caroline and Liz have been on, the Organic Sisters.
What are they saying?
They're saying you still have time to order Christmas veg, pantry and meat for, in time for Christmas delivery. You can find them at Riverford_Kent on the Twitter and find out how to order from there.
I've actually ordered my turkey already from them.
Have you?
It's being delivered on the 22nd of December.
Is it?
Yeah, and I shall then pop it in the... I've already got my sprouts simmering as well.
Oh, well, I should think so. You should, they went on about July, didn't they?
Is that what, we're looking at your watch?
Well, I was looking for the time. I was looking for the time you should have put your sprouts on.
Yeah.
My watch said... Look,
is it monthly it, then?
No. My watch goes, it's 2 o'clock. Have you put your sprouts on in July? Look, that's what it says.
Look, I'm lying across the desk here.
I know,
here.
It's horrible.
Do you want me to read something?
We're going to have a break. So
I'll lie back then.
Yeah, I would.
I might lean against the door and pop out that way.
Yeah, we're going to have a break now. And when we come back, we're going to talk to some far more interesting guests than yours.
We've got lots to come, listener.